This is a Brutal production of an Engineering Elementary story.
When you hear the harp, turn the page.
Saving Silas Turtle, an environmental engineering story, read by Micaiah Perron. Chapter 1, A Rainy Day Discovery. Rain clouds hung dark overhead as my father and I walked home along the banks of the Gangama, Mother Ganges. The river currents swirled, making choppy waves in the water. Turning to the river, I asked, "Are you upset today?" Salia said, "Father, you talk to the river so often that I think someday the water might actually answer you. Your mother and I named you well." I smiled. "My name, Salia, is the Hindi word for water, and I've always felt a special connection to the river." I looked away from the Ganges as a fat raindrop plopped onto the book I was carrying. It was the beginning of monsoon season. The raindrops fell faster, making dark splotches on my school uniform. "Come on, Salia. Let's go," Father said. I turned to take one last look at the river before hurrying home. In that moment, something caught my eye. "Wait, Father. Wait, Father. Look," I cried as I pointed. "What is it?" Father asked, scanning the bank of the river. I reached down and picked up a small cochineal, a turtle that was climbing out of the water. I placed it in my hand, sheltering the turtle from the rain, which was coming down even harder now. Through my wet bangs, I looked towards the spot where the turtle had emerged. The water was covered with oil that created sleek, shimmering rainbows. Salia, we have to go," Father said as raindrops trickled off his nose. "Put the cochineal back in the water." "I can't leave the turtle here," I cried. "The water is dirty. Won't it make the turtle sick?" "Salia, this is the turtle's home, and it's pouring. Maybe you can come back later," said Father. "Let's go." Reluctantly, I left in the turtle where I found it, making sure I remembered the exact spot so I could return to look for it later. How had I never noticed that my beautiful Ganges, important to so many animals, was dirty? As the rain poured down all around me, all I could think about was making the Ganges clean. Chapter 2, Pollution in the Water Cycle. "You're soaked," my mother cried, standing in the doorway. "Don't track that mud through the house." "Mother, it was horrible," I said as she started to rub my wet hair with the towel. "On the way home from school, we found a quagga in the Ganges. The water was oily and dirty. I know it's going to make the turtles sick. And what about the other animals living in the water? I need to make the Ganges safe for them." Mother looked towards Father and smiled. She shook her head. "It looks like Salia loves animals as much as she loves the water." "Okay, Salia," Mother said. "Take a deep breath. We'll figure out a way to help your turtle into the river." I knew my mother would be able to help. She knows a lot about the water in our country because she's an environmental engineer. She uses her knowledge of science and math and her creativity to help make the environment cleaner and safer. "Problems like these are exactly why I became an environmental engineer," Salia said, Mother. "India is a country surrounded by water and we have many rivers, yet there are still people who don't have access to clean water. We think of the Ganges as scarred because the water allows us to live, but we need to keep the Ganges clean in order for her to continue giving life." "Father," I said, "I knew we should have rescued the Kosha." Father ruffled my hair. "Oh, Salia, it is important to help the environment and the animals who live in it. But what would we have done with the turtle? How would we have kept it here? Maybe I could keep the turtle in a tank, and I could clean up some water from the Ganges to fill it with. Then the turtle would feel at home. I just need to figure out how to clean the water." "How about this," Mother said. "Salia, tomorrow after school, I'll take you to the university to show you the work of some of my colleagues have done to clean water. Then I think you will be able to come up with your plan on your own. Tomorrow, I asked, what should I do to get ready? Well, Mother began, you can start by asking some good questions. Where did this water come from? How can it become polluted, filled with waste that can harm and dirty the environment? Father nodded. Come, Salia, he said. I'll try to help you answer some of those questions. As Mother disappeared into her office, I walked over to the sink to get a drink. There's the answer to the first question Mother asked, I said. Water comes from the faucet, and before it comes through the faucet, it comes through from the river. You're right, Father said. But what about before that? Do you remember learning about the water cycle in school? I took a sip of my water, imagining the travels it had taken to get into my glass. I remembered that we learned about water falling from the sky as rain and water melting from glaciers into mountains and flung into streams. And then some of the water from streams and oceans dries up and goes back into the air, I said. That's right, Father said. It's called evaporation. So if our water goes through the air and the ground and then into the streams, I begin, then I bet you have to clean all those areas to get the really... to really get water, clean water. That's true, Father said. Wow, I said, I guess I never realized that it's important to stop all kinds of pollution so we can make our water cleaner. I always see boats traveling on the river, people cleaning their clothes in the water, and even people taking baths with soap. All of those things must act pollutants. Then there's the factories across the river that send smoke into the air. Do you think that's bad for the river too? I bet it is, said Father. So what do you think we should do? I'm not sure, I said. It's such a big problem. Don't worry, Salia, said Father. After you go to the mother's office tomorrow, I'll bet you have some new ideas. Chapter 3, A Visit to the Lab. The next day after school, I found myself watching strange transulin shapes wriggling and drifting in a drop of water through a circle of light. The water is alive, I cried, amazed at the teeny creatures I saw through the microscope. The man beside me, Dr. Gattle, chuckled. All different types of microbes live in our water. It's very surprising to see them for the first time. I turned to my mother, who was sitting next to me. I wanted you to see the microbes for yourself, Salia, she said. Those teeny creatures in the water are part of a challenge of keeping water safe and clean. That's right, Dr. Gattle said. Some of the microbes are teeny plants and animals. Some are another type of living thing called bacteria. Not all of them are harmful, but even one harmful microbe could make you sick. How can we get these microbes out of the water when we can't even see them without a microscope? I asked. In many cities, people have their water cleaned at a purification plant before it comes through the pipes to their houses. Dirt, twigs, and microbes are screened out, and then a chemical called chlorine is added to kill any of the microbes that are left. But what about people who don't have water brought into their houses? Like my grandmother. In her village, you have to go to the river to get your water. That's a great question. Have you ever seen how our grandmother purifies the water she drinks, Dr. Gattle asked? I've seen her make a fire to boil her water, I said. Dr. Gattle nodded. Many people in India boil their water to kill the germs, but there isn't always enough wood to burn. So some people drink water without boiling it. That can make them sick. I decided to come up with another way to purify water. Dr. Gattle led me over to a white box on Mother's desk. This is the water purifier I designed to get rid of harmful microbes. I call it the Ultraviolet Waterworks. I walked around the box and looked at all four of its plain, smooth sides. How does it work? I asked. It uses light to make the water safer, he said. I frowned, unsure of exactly what Dr. Gattle meant. Think of it this way. What happens when you stay in the sun for too long? You can get heat stroke or sunburn, I said. Dr. Gattle nodded. Exactly. This box has a filter and a special light bulb in it. An ultraviolet light bulb, the rays of the ultraviolet light are like intense sunshine. They burn the microbes, then the microbes die and they can't harm people. That's when the water has been purified. The waterworks is so small that I am able to bring it into many villages to show people how they can clean their water. I stared at the box on Mother's desk. This little machine can purify water? I don't know if I can come up with something as fancy as this, I said. Technology doesn't always have to be fancy, said Dr. Gattle. Technology is really just anything that people create to solve problems. I'm sure you'll come up with some sort of filter that will work well for your turtle. I was not as sure as Dr. Gattle. I wondered how that something might work. Everything I was learning was interesting, but I still didn't feel any closer to solving the problem of cleaning Ganges from the Quechua. I still feel stuck, I said to my mother. I don't know where to start, and if I can't start, then I can't see how I'll solve the problem. Maybe you could use the engineering design process to help you, Mother suggested. What's that? I asked. It's a series of steps that I use all the time when I want to solve a problem, she said. Actually, you have begun it already, even though you didn't know it. You're asking lots of questions. I use the engineering design process to help me design the waterworks, Dr. Gattle said. I started by asking lots of questions about water pollution and the way that people purify their water. With all the information you've gathered here today, Sally said, Mother, you can begin to imagine what your... filter might be like. Then when you feel like you're ready, you make a plan for your filter and then create it. But what if my filter doesn't work? I asked. Mother patted my shoulder. That's easy, she said. You'll go on to the next step. Improve. You can just keep improving till you got something that is the best you can make it. I nodded. Making a filter might take a lot of thinking and testing, but I have to try to save the turtle. I spent the rest of the day thinking about possibilities. Chapter 4. Designing a filter. When I returned home, I started to gather some materials to use for my filter. I found an old shirt in my room. I thought I could try running water through that to strain out big pieces. Then I found some cheesecloth that Mother used to make panner. Just as I was about to run to the river to fill a bottle with water, I bumped into Father. Where are you? Off to, Father asked. I told him about the filter materials that I had already gathered. While you're at the Ganges, Father said, why don't you gather some sand from the riverbank? We could try using that to filter the water, too. Sand, I said. I asked, "What won't sand make the water dirty? I think it's worth testing, Father said. When you pack sand together, there's little spaces between the grains. It could trap some of the dirt and oil in the water and screen it out. Screen, I cried. I have some mosquito netting in my room that's a really fine screen. We can try that too. Now you're thinking, said Father. When you get back from the river, I'll help you test these things out. As I walked back home from the river, I lifted up the bottle of water. Sunlight streamed through it, making the water glow like amber. I remembered the microbes we had seen through the microscope in Mother's lab and wondered how many little creatures were inside the bottle. Father helped me set up a few different filters. We decided to test the mosquito netting first. Ready, set, pour, I called. I watched the water pour through the filter and settle in the bottom of the cup. The water still looks kind of brown, I said, turning to Father. This is just the first step, said Father. Remember what your mother said about the engineering design process. I nodded. I guess we should test everything before I come up with the plan. After Father and I had tested all the materials on their own, I started experimenting with mixing materials together. I layered sand between fabric and cheesecloth. I tried running water through the pebbles and cotton. When we thought we had improved our filter so that it was best when possible, I began filling a tank with clean water. Now I had to find the turtle. Chapter 5. Hope for the Ganges. The next day, I sat on the bank of the Ganges, thinking about everything I had learned in the past few days. Eventually, the Quechua appeared, climbing out of the water exactly where I'd seen her during the rainstorm. I carefully lifted her up and looked out at the river. There were people using the water to wash boats traveling. As usual, the factory across the blue billows of gray smoke across the sky. But today, there was also another person using the river. It was a woman performing a ritual cleansing in the water. Dressed in an elegant, colorful sari, the woman scooped water into a jug and let the water pour out of the container, falling in out back in the Ganges. It's so beautiful, I thought. I wish more people were here to see this. With that simple thought, I knew how I would help not just this one turtle, but the whole Ganges. When I got home, Mother was working in the kitchen. I placed the turtle in her new tank and smiled broadly. "Salia," said Mother, "you did a great job. I'm proud of you." "Thanks, Mother," I said, "but I'm not done yet." "Really? If we want the river to be clean, we need to stop pollution and pollution in lots of different areas, not just in the river. I'm going to talk to my friends about everything I learned from you and Dad, you and Dr. Gattle. I want to show them what I did for my new turtle, and then I'm going to ask them to help me clean up the Ganges." "That's a great idea," said Mother. "If your friends start to take care of the environment, then it will spread to their friends and their friends to even more people. And maybe someday," I said, if we all work really hard, I could bring the turtle back to the river so she can live there again. We could make the Ganges pollution free for animal and for people."
We hope you enjoyed
our production of
This Engineering is an Elementary Story.